just have to say, I love it when you dance up.
Thank you. Thank you. featured Larry Coontz on guitar, Eric Zenick, the pianist, and Mitchell Hughes, the bassist. Let's see, Steve Barnes on drums when Sonny gets blue. And in talking with Bruce a couple of weeks ago, maybe within a week actually, he told me that they had recorded a second album, part two, sort of, tribute to Paul Desmond. I really can't wait to get that. As soon as I have it, you'll hear some of that too. I really love the way he plays. Before that, we heard the Bill Pullman Big Band. We had a request for a Big Band track, and so I thought I would play Visit the Shoe Wedding. And what great arrangements he did. And we're up in tonight's show with the very talented Miss Denise Donatello from her recording What Lies Within. That's on the Savant record label. And we heard her saying, I love it when you dance that way. Well, let's see. If you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set with Paul Pierce, your host. And tonight we are playing some really great music. I hope you will enjoy it. If you have any questions, I want to and have a comment, give me a buzz. 804, looks like I put the phone number here for a minute. 897-UR90. Okay, up next, one of my very favorite bassists and pianists, as well as humorists, the great Lord Mitchell. And back in 78, he recorded a really nice album titled What I Am, and it has just been digitized and released again, and unfortunately got a copy from the public relations firm that helps this particular record label, which happens to be the Caprice record label. But anyway, Greg was quite a fool as well, and the title of this poem that we will hear him play in just a minute is What I Am. Strawberry News, Sugar Cube Tooth, Pear-shaped body, and my real name is Keith. But my whole family, whole human race, make songs sometimes, and I play some bass. My face is my misfortune, and the bass is pretty, fortunately for me. My ace in the hole is the hole in my ear. I hear Dizzy and Bird and Lester, Sarah and Lady. That's what I am, and that's what I do. Hope that helps you when you're feeling blue. I said what I meant, and you meant what I said. My name's Keith. But you can call me Red. Here's Red Mitchell.
Strawberry nose, sugar cube teeth, pear-shaped body, and my real name's Keith. Bet my whole soul on the whole human race. Write songs sometimes, and I play some bass. My face is my misfortune. Fortunately for me, my
soprano saxophones Lena Sandowski, and featuring Tony Romano on guitar, and that was a piece written by the guitarist Tony on title Chet. And let's see, that was on the Nuto record label. Last group, up next, a classic recording going back a few years, 1976. This is a Hampton Hawes trio, Hampton Hawes on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and a great cello man on drums. And this is Miles Davis's tune, Blue and Green.
Thank you.
Gene Harris, his trio that included Ray Brown and Mickey Roker, by the way, the drummer on that. I love Mickey Roker's drumming. And, of course, Gene on piano, Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophone. The title of that piece, by the way, which was just a great blues, is called Gene's Lament. That was recorded in 85 at the Blue Note in New York City, and is a great album. This is from my vinyl collection, and I really love Gene Harris. But any piano player that Ray Brown plays with has got to be a swinger. I mean, going back to Oscar Peterson and then Gene Harris and Monty Alexander, just to name three. And since we're at the top of the hour, let me give you some ID before we get into the second hour. This is WDCE at 90.1 FM. The Cool Jazz Set is recorded, uploaded on Mondays at my website, which is cooljazzset.com. Go there, click on radio shows, and you can listen to as much or as little as you like of tonight's show, as well as shows that go back for a year. I keep them up for just about a year.